I need a rebuttal to what Matt said this morning about me being mean his senior year in college. So let's just let the truth be known that when I arrived, after just telling him, I'm coming out there, I'm going to go to school with you, it's going to give us a chance to get back together, and he said, no, don't come. I don't want to get back together. I said, no, I'm coming. Well, when I got there, he did not act well. He acted badly. And I saw that he thought he was a little bit too big for his britches. Kind of, he had the big man on campus syndrome. And I was completely turned off. And I said, I will not date him again. That is the end. So I proceeded to go on with my life, but I could not stand to be in the same room with him. So if he was going somewhere, I would not go. And if I was going somewhere, he would not go. We had a love-hate relationship. That's the truth. Anyway, so then when he finally humbled himself and came back, I gave him another chance. Anyway, but let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can just celebrate you, celebrate transformation, watching those baptisms, how amazing. God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. And God, I thank you now for just anointing this word that you've given me. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was praying about what to share at Awakening, and I was literally Monday, I'm like, Lord, you still have not given me a clue. What is happening? What's going on? I need to turn in my notes. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And he's like, I did tell you already. Like, you did? He's like, go back in your journal and write, look at this. This is what I want you to talk about. And I had written this scripture down probably a week or two before, and I had prayed. I'd written a prayer after the scripture. And I said, Lord, I want this to happen at Harvest. And he said, talk about that. And he gave me a very specific word, which I'm going to reveal to you in a second. But let me set this up. It's Acts chapter 3. We've got Peter and John. They are going to the temple to pray. And they're just going to pray. They're not expecting anything grand along the way. They're just doing what they normally would do at that time of the day. And on the way there is, lo and behold, a man who cannot walk. He's over 40. He's been crippled for years. And they just drag him out there every day and plant him in front of the synagogue. And people give him money. Just a very sad life. And, of course, what are Peter and John going to do about it? They're going to say, you know what? We don't have any money, but what we have, we're going to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And he does. I mean, the Bible says, like, power surged through his feet. He gets up. The whole town is freaking out. Wow. It's amazing. It's a miracle. And after that happens, the amazing thing happens. No, not amazing. They get put into prison. Peter and John, for praying for someone, for a man getting healed, it gets the priests so upset and the temple guards, they arrest him, they put him in prison. The next day they get out, they get brought before the courts. The Jewish leaders say, listen, you guys cannot preach in the name of Jesus. Stop using that name. And they're like, no, we're not going to listen to you. You know, we're going to listen to God. God's given us this authority. We're going to speak in the name of Jesus. And they don't really know what to do, so they just let him go home. But when they go back, they go home to all the believers are like, what happened? What happened? They all gather together. And so this is what happens is when they gather together, the people are like, what do we do? What do we do? And they're like, listen, we're going to pray. We're going to pray right now because we're going to see more of these kind of attacks. We're going to pray for boldness. And so I want to read you this scripture, Acts 4, 29 through 30, and this is going to come up. And now, O Lord, hear their threats. So this is the believers are now praying this together. Hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. They pray for this. And even in my Bible, as I was reading this, you know how like sometimes in your Bible, there's like a little title before a passage? And my title in my Bible said, The Believers Pray for Courage. I'm kind of looking at this. I'm reading this. And then I get to Acts 4:31. Listen to what happens after they pray this prayer. After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. Another translation says, as they prayed, the earth shook beneath them. I mean, literally feeling like an earthquake, causing the building they were in to tremble. Each one of them was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they proclaimed the word of God with unrestrained boldness. Now, when I read that, that's when I wrote in my journal, Lord, I want this at Harvest. I want you to shake the place that we're in. I want you to fill us with boldness. I want to see signs and wonders following an outpouring of your Spirit. Amen? Amen? And so I'm praying that. And I wrote that in my journal, and then the Lord told me to go back to it, so I did. And I'm like, oh, okay, Lord, so this is what you want me to talk about. Okay. And then he gave me this word. He said, if they pray for courage, they will receive boldness. So tonight, that's a word from the Lord. We're going to pray for courage, and you will receive boldness. Everyone in this room, amen? Amen. And I want to put that up on the screen now, and I want to ask you to stand. This is what they prayed. This is a different translation than the one I read earlier. I believe this is the Passion Translation. We're going to pray this, and we're going to pray it in unity. Do you believe this prayer? Do you want it? Do you want this? I'm saying this because, church, I believe that we are in a time and heading into a time of uncertainty, incredible uncertainty like many of us have never experienced in our lifetime. What's developing in the Middle East? I mean, we have all the pieces are in place that something could ignite, and everything about our lives right now will change. We also have the possibility that everything will just simmer down, and we'll kind of go back to a little bit. But you can already tell that this has ignited. It's like the lines have been drawn. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? And you're going to have to decide, am I for him or am I against him? Am I going to stand for Jesus? Am I going to stand for what the Word of God says? Or am I going to falter at a time of uncertainty? Am I going to be scared? Am I going to have anxiety and depression and lose my mind? Or am I going to stand firm on the solid rock of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with boldness, filled with courage? And let me tell you that courage, Lord, show me this. Courage begins in the heart, but it's the boldness comes from that courageous heart, the bold actions. And I did not know that Matt was speaking on confidence this morning. These are all synonyms, aren't they? Confidence, courage, boldness. These are things the Lord wants to give each and every one of you. Young people, I'm talking to you too. You're going to be taking a stand in your schools. This is truth. This is what I believe. And you're going to need courage and boldness to do that. So, amen. If that's what you want, I'm not trying to freak anybody out here, but this is the reality of the world we live in. I read my news headlines every day, and it's freaky. It's like, what am I even reading? What world? What is happening? But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not the least bit afraid because I trust in God. You trust in God. We serve a good God. He's already told us how it all ends. Amen? We know that good things are coming. Eternity is secure. Amen? So right now, we're going to pray this prayer. So let's all read it together. So now, Lord, empower us as your servants to speak the word of God freely and courageously. Stretch out your hand of power through us to heal and to move in signs and wonders by the name of your holy son, Jesus. We're going to pray it another time. Why? Because I need you to get this in your spirit. I need you to see what the words are that you're reading. What's happening is you're going to be filled with this courage, with the spirit of boldness. And when you're out and about just doing your thing like Peter and John were, they're just walking to the church thinking it's just a normal. No, it's not a normal day. They're supposed to stop. They have an appointment with a man that can't walk. God's going to lead you to appointments, and you're just thinking you're going about your day, and suddenly there's an appointment, a God appointment, and you got to be ready, and you got to be bold, and you got to walk in it. Amen? So let's pray it again. In fact, stretch out your hands, actually. We're going to receive this now. Everybody together. So now, Lord, empower us as your servants to speak the word of God freely and courageously. Stretch out your hand of power through us to heal and to move in signs and wonders by the name of your holy son, Jesus. I'm not done. God has told me to pray this 3 times. I'm like, Lord, these people are going to think I'm crazy. But I have to obey the Lord. I believe it's getting in your spirit. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling boldness and courage rise up? Because you should be, because the Holy Spirit told me, I want to shake this place tonight. After we pray this another time, in fact, I want to invite the worship team to come up, because as soon as we're finished praying, we're going to go into the next song. Prayer team, we're just going to do prayer end of the night, so just hold tight. But after we pray this, we're going to go into the next song, and we're going to worship the rest of the night. I want you to worship. I want you to feel free to come down here. I want you to feel free to do what you need to do. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. You're going to feel and experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you want that? He doesn't come if you don't want that. He's not going to just go against your will. So if you really are seeking more from the Holy Spirit, that's going to happen to you tonight. Amen? So we're going to, at this time, you ready? Okay, we're almost ready. We're going to pray one more time, and then we're going to go on to the next song. So let's stretch out our hands and pray. So now, Lord, pray it like you mean it. Empower us as your servants to speak the word of God freely and courageously. Stretch out your hand of power through us to heal and to move in signs and wonders by the name of your holy son, Jesus. Let's give him an amen. Yeah.
Come on, church, let's come forward. Let's find a place to pray. We're going to go into worship for the rest of the night. I want you to take that word that Pastor Lori gave us, and we're going to soak in his presence. We're going to move in his